Hey there, it's Danielle Ojiabalu, LPC, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas. This is my podcast, Hope to Healed, and the purpose of this podcast is to raise the level of awareness of mental illness and the issues that it causes in our society, especially in the Black community. You may reach me at www.hope2healed.com. That's hopetohealed.com. Stay tuned for a brief message from one of our supporters. So today I'm speaking from the heart about relationships because it's one of my passions. And I have a master's degree in marriage and family counseling. And I will soon be taking my exam for the licensed marriage and family therapist. So I guess you can tell I have an interest in families. I have an interest in marriages, but not just marriages, but healthy marriages. And when I am confronted with unhealthy marriages and unhealthy relationships, it really breaks my heart. And I try to give my couples all the tools that I can give them to improve their communication and conflict resolution skills and teach them how to turn towards each other and to see those bids for a connection and to become each other's best friend and to improve on trust and commitment. The list goes on and on and on. But every now and then I will run across somebody that is stuck on stupid. I know that sounds kind of harsh. And I got that term from the inner city section of Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in the hood. A lot of people don't think it's the hood, but it was the hood back in the 70s, and it's the hood today. And in that hood, I gained a lot of wisdom and a lot of fight in me that I use in the realm of the spirit, and it helps me to see what is going on in the natural as well. And a lot of people, men and women, but mostly my sisters, we get stuck on stupid. And I know that it comes from something that happened to us in our childhood that made us think that we either were not good enough or we were undeserving of love or unworthy. Whatever the negative cognition is, it's a lie. And if I ask anybody, male or female, what evidence do you have to support your thought? They either come up with some craziness that doesn't make sense that they even laugh at and says, okay, I don't have any evidence. And then we try to come up with evidence for the contrary, and there's usually something there. So then I work with my clients to reframe their thinking so that they can rewire the brain to believe the truth rather than the lie. Sometimes I can't get through to some people, mainly my sisters. And for some reason, this has been a big passion of mine, even before I got into therapy, counseling. I was reading manuals on being single, how to be a good, healthy single person. I read up stuff on marriage and also read up stuff on divorce. And divorce was the least favorite of my readings. But sometimes you need to leave. Here in Texas, the biggest thing that burned in my soul from day one, seeing the first few clients and being exposed to people in the community, is this overwhelming prevalence of narcissistic traits. And before I moved to Texas, I never really paid much attention to that narcissistic stuff. I didn't believe it existed. I thought it was, something that was just a DSM-5 thing that, a rare thing. until I move to Texas. And please don't think I'm bashing Texas because I live here and I love it. But there are some women that get involved with men and they get into this codependent relationship with this narcissistic, well, this man that has narcissistic tendencies. I'm not going to diagnose anything, because I've never seen narcissistic personality disorder, but I've seen men and heard of men who have narcissistic traits. So I wanted to kind of educate you on some of the things that you would see in somebody who has some of these traits. And see if you figure out these things in relationships and why it's so hard to leave relationships like this. And I'm not saying that every woman that is stuck on stupid is in a narcissistic, abusive relationship. I'm just describing this one, okay? So the first trait that I came across was this grandiose sense of self-importance. And I mean, arrogant, vain, superior, like this person reminds me of somebody else prominent in our society. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to mention his name. You all know who this is. But this person is just has this inflated sense of self-importance, even in the midst of utter foolishness, even in the midst of what appears to be a lack of intelligence and wisdom and just sound thinking. This person is very arrogant and vain. I am the most handsome man in the world, or I did the best job, better than anybody else on the planet, or just this unrealistic sense of importance and superiority. This narcissist, may have an easy time, being a racist because he probably feels like his race is better than any other race in the whole community that we live in or society. This type of person just believes, I'm special. I'm very special. I'm very smart. And I can't be around anybody that's ordinary because I am too good for that. I only want to associate with high status people, things of that nature. And really, they're just as normal and plain as normal and plain. Another characteristic is this person is just completely delusional. Oh my goodness, just completely delusional because the real world doesn't support the view that they have of themselves. It's like this person lives in a fantasy world and has these distorted thoughts about him or himself or herself, and is just completely deceived, just magical thinking. And it's just obvious to anybody that's around this person, except the woman that he's with usually, that their head is in the cloud regarding themselves. And the whole purpose of this fantasy world is a protective mechanism because people who have these traits or this personality disorder are rather empty on the inside and very insecure. And everything that they proclaim to be is a complete contradiction of who they really think they are. But the world is going to hear something different, and that's the way they protect themselves, is to live in this fantasy world. And if anybody threatens to reveal the truth about this fantasy that this person is living in, then you better believe there's going to be a big problem. There's just going to be some type of anger or rage or turning against that person. And usually, the narcissistic person or person with narcissistic traits will turn that thing right back around and smack the person, not literally, but smack the person in the head with the thing that is actually their problem. I'm getting tired just even thinking of it. I need a break. Stay tuned for a brief break. brief announcement from one of our supporters. I'm back. Thank you so much for waiting. So another trait of someone who has narcissistic traits is this person needs constant praise and adoration. Pump up his ego or her ego. But I must say, this is usually seen more so in men than in women, from what I've read. But it doesn't exclude women. But I'm going to be talking about men. And I'm not bashing men. I think men are awesome. But some of them stink. So this constant need for praise and adoration, you know, pump this person up. It just helps to reinforce their sense of superiority. And if there's no one around to constantly inflate the ego, then when they come down off of that high, then there's going to be this neediness. They're going to be hungry for this food. And so what they have to do is surround themselves with people who will cater to this behavior, who will give that person what he needs. And so this person gets involved with someone who's codependent, basically. It's a one-sided relationship, and that person serves to constantly praise and admire this man. And if she is not on her job and that balloon comes down to the ground, then she's going to be the source of the anger, and the narcissistic person will feel betrayed by that person because he no longer feels good about himself. It's really, really sad, you know? So then another characteristic is this sense of entitlement. You know, if you thought you were like all that in a bag of chips and somebody's constantly pumping up your ego, then there will be this expectation that that's what your job is in life. And wherever this person goes, they believe it. Whatever they want, they should get, you know? And they expect everybody, not just that woman, but they expect everybody to do what he wants, they want, that they want them to do, you know? Every wish, this person cannot go a day or a moment without that need being met, because it's the only thing that they can identify with and measure as their self-worth. And if you are the woman in the relationship with this man, you are just pitiful and useless, and you will be the target of emotional abuse, because your role in this man's life is to be everything, to make him feel like everything he is delusional about believing in himself. It is awful. You, as the woman in a relationship with this man, if you don't meet this man's need, you know, it could get really, really ugly with aggression and outrage, or he'll ignore you. You're useless. It's really, really sad. And yet, there are women who get stuck with a man with these traits, and it's very, very hard to leave. So then another thing that is common is the person with narcissistic traits or the narcissistic personality disorder will exploit others without guilt or shame. This person is kind of like unable to identify with the emotional state of others. This person is not empathic. So if you were to be crying in pain, you won't get much move out of this person because he has an inability to identify with someone other than himself. What I read somewhere was that a person with this behavior or traits or personality looks at people as if they're objects instead of people. And they exploit them to achieve what it is that they want to achieve. And they don't think about how they behave towards others will affect them because you're not important. You're just an object. And let me tell you, if you're a smart aleck like me, that let me tell you something, I wouldn't last 10 minutes with a narcissist because I would shut that thing right down. He would hate me because I would point it out. And the guy won't get it, but I would walk away from that madness right away because I want peace in my life. Listen, ladies, if you are with a man with some of these traits, you are not important. Only thing that is important is this man's needs. And you can have a need for a box of cereal and you won't get it. Because if that man cannot benefit from that box of cereal, then you will not have it unless you go and get it yourself. So that brings me to another trait, which is this man demeans, intimidates, bullies, or belittles others. And, you know, I just made a statement that made me realize that I was in this type of relationship back in my younger years where I didn't feel good about myself because of past abuse, you know, sexual abuse as a kid. And you know, let me tell you something, sexual abuse doesn't have to necessarily mean somebody was successful. But if somebody is threatening you, watching you, teasing you, trying to get you, that's sexual abuse. If somebody's watching pornography around you and fondling himself, that's sexual abuse. So I just want to make that statement there because by the grace of God, before I even knew him, he had his hand on me. But this person will demean you. They will intimidate you. They're bullies and they belittle people. And whenever they come around somebody who has something they lack, oh, there's a big threat. Oh, he cannot handle it. This person is also threatened by people who challenge him in any kind of way. So if he says the sky is purple and you say, oh, no, it's not, it's blue, you're going to have a problem. He's going to have a problem because he's going to be really threatened. And the main defense mechanism of a narcissist is contempt. That's to belittle and to defame your character and your name. And they're going to tear you down into little pieces of nothing. And the only way that women can really stop the breakdown of their character by this man is to pump him up again. Make him feel good about himself. Apologize, and you're right. You're the most smart person in the world. You're absolutely right. And then he feels better. And then he just tells the woman, you don't mean anything to me. You're not worth my time. And they'll continue to attack and insult and call you names. And just, he's a bully. And sometimes, not all the times, this person will threaten to hurt you to get you to behave the way they want you to behave. Now, I haven't really seen the study of whether or not this person can turn into someone that is abusive physically, like an intimate partner violence. But that's somebody who usually has like a psychopathic or sociopathic personality. We'll talk about that some other time. So I want to send this message to you ladies, because even though this man sounds very horrible, in the beginning, he's very charming and sweet. You will fall in love with him. He will knock you off of your feet. He will wine you and dine you and buy you gifts and just treat you with so much kindness until you're in a place of vulnerability, or he's in a place of vulnerability after he's reeled you in. He's going to be real with you and show you who he is. I'm so thankful that I got away from him. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I have no idea, or I might have an idea of what type of person I would be today, broken down and probably nursing on a bottle of alcohol. I didn't touch it back then, but he drove me to a place of near insanity. And then I found Jesus, and he is who saved me, you know, from that toxicity. And I don't know where that man is today, but I'm so thankful that he doesn't know my number and I don't know his. I couldn't even email him. I don't know where he lives. I don't know anything about him. And I'm happy. So, ladies, don't let the charm fool you. They will create this flattering self-image that will draw you in, and you will fall in love, and you will want to give this man any and everything. And then, once he's got you into his clutch, and it's like getting caught in a spider's web, then your eyes will be open that it is not as sweet as it looks. So I want to tell you a few things. Number one, you're not going to be fulfilled ever, ever. I think by an act of God, this man will change. But I have never really seen any therapist, counselor, social worker, anybody that has bragged about helping a narcissist to heal. This is a big challenge, a huge challenge. You need deliverance. You needed some fire thrown on them, Holy Ghost fire, some oil, some water. I don't know. If anybody out there has seen someone who is who's a narcissist come clean and stand clean before God, let me know. I want to research that. So don't even think that your needs are going to be met or recognized or anything about you is going to matter because it won't. And then also you have to look at the way he treats other people. So if he's treating other people bad, then you've got to look and say, well, why would he treat me any differently? You're not anything special in his eyes. You can't change him. You can be his helpmeet if you want to, but really you'll be his slave. Your whole world is going to be about meeting his needs. And I guess really what I'm trying to say is take off the rose-colored glasses or the purple-colored glasses or the beautiful colored glasses and look at him for what he is. He has traits of a narcissist or he has that personality disorder. And it's not going to change. So that codependent relationship is what he needs in order to have his ego inflated. And it means you're not well. If you're with him, you're not well. And you need to get to learn some detachment strategies to get away from him and to keep yourself from getting involved with other men. Because people who have the codependent tendencies, nope. A man who is not narcissist or has some type of emotional issue is not going to want you because you will appear to be overbearing and needy and just smothering. So if you are a woman who exhibits codependent behaviors, and we'll talk about that on another episode, then you need to get help from the codependency because you will attract narcissists. And then if you are with a man and he smothers your dreams, he blows out the fire in your dreams, then you need to leave, basically, because you will never be able to achieve your dreams if you stay with him. And your whole world cannot be about the man. I'm sorry, church. That's not what God meant by you being a helpmeet. Yes, he gave us a womb to give birth to stuff. But you also have to do something for your ministry as well. Your passion or your desire or your purpose has to be fulfilled as well. And it's not all about the man. All right? You heard it from me. A blood-washed, born-again believer, it's not all about the man. It's about you too. So what do? You have to set boundaries. You have to have healthy boundaries with everybody in your life. But you're not going to get a return from someone who's a narcissist. I want to tell you to find the strength in you to know who you are, and especially know who you are in Christ Jesus, and leave. But if you feel like God is telling you this is your ministry, stay with Him, then you need to have those boundaries. You cannot be codependent. You need to get healed. And you need to have some structure in your life where you have to really consider your values and your dreams and your goals and the potential things that could get in the way of that. And then you have to be gentle.
Because anything that bruises his ego will bring this man crashing to the ground, and then he'll pounce on you like a tiger. So don't point out, you know, what the problem is with them, because you'll damage them. They're actually very weak men, very insecure men. And so if you say something hard or harsh, then you will destroy him and he will lash out. And so be calm. Learn how to set up boundaries, create some emotional distance and physical distance, and come back later when things are diffused. And don't play around with the boundaries, you know? You have to be consistent, just like you would with children. You have to, you know, if you tell your child you got to bring down your phone before you go to bed, and you allow them to keep it 3 out of 7 days of the week, you're not being consistent. They won't take you seriously. Okay. And if he can't take you setting boundaries, then he's going to probably make it harder for you. And he'll probably create some space between the two of you to punish you. Or he may manipulate you and charm you back into violating those boundaries. And then you're stuck on stupid. So I'm going to stop right there, ladies. And I'm just going to tell you, this is not the only reason why we get stuck on stupid, but it's one of them. And if you can think of any other reason why we get stuck on stupid, share with me. Leave a comment. Let's have a healthy conversation. You can comment and send me messages at www.hope2healed.com. That's hopetoheal.com. And if you have any other questions, you can go in our comment section or reach out to me under the contact me section. And I do respond to every message. Okay. So if you're in an unhealthy relationship and you need resources and you're in the state of Texas, reach out to my website at www.hopetoheal.com. Or if you need other resources, I'll be happy to share. If you're somewhere else, I can refer you to a couple of websites where you can find therapists in your local area that can meet the needs that you have for the type of therapy you want to get. And remember, you're important too. Your life matters, even in relationships. And sometimes for the sake of your own mental well-being, it's best to leave. And I told you that in the beginning, I am a marriage and a family type of therapist, and I don't care for divorce, but I don't care for someone leaving this earth early because of mental stress that gave them physical stress, which caused disease and then death. It's not worth it. There's not that much love in the world that's worth your life. So if you're in an unhealthy, toxic relationship and the person is not willing to get help, or it's not possible to help him, then you're pretty much sentencing yourself to a shorter lifespan. Let's get smart. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of respect. You are worth it. You're good enough. And it is well with you. Okay? I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for showing my podcast the love. If you like it, support us so that we can continue to give you great podcast shows. And I tell you, it's going to get better. I'm a lot better than I was in the beginning, and I didn't have anybody to show me how to do this. And I'm very thankful for Anchor for helping me to distribute this podcast to all the different places where people are hearing it. You all have a blessed weekend, day, morning, night, whenever you're listening, and come back and visit me sometime. God bless.